This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, many children have to juggle school with being a carer for one of their family. So what impacts does that have day to day, and who's there to support them? We've been speaking to Samantha Richardson from Action for Children, along with young carers Imogen and Angel.
It's really important to support them because it's kind of having a massive impact on their emotional well-being. A lot of the young carers that we work with are suffering from mental health problems themselves, anxiety especially, and they don't really understand that being a young carer is any different from a normal family life. So when we go in and we talk to them and we're telling them about what they're doing is a bit different from other children that they're in classes with, it kind of opens their eyes to realise that actually they're a bit different. And sometimes that comes a lot with denial. They don't want to accept that things are different for them at home or that they are different from their peers. But when we work with them and help them to understand, they're accepting that it's okay to be a bit different and to accept that what they're feeling is okay as well. Because we like to try and focus on the positives of being a young carer because it is a very important thing, but actually there's a lot of negatives that come with it. Differences aside, missing out on things, understanding how they might not be able to do things that their friends do, so just going out and playing or accessing things. And it's difficult for them. It's a journey, but it's a really rewarding one for a service as a whole and for the young people.
And lots of people who are carers, they just think it's normal because it's part of their everyday life. But it's important to remind anyone who's a carer that there is support there for them.
Yeah, it's really important because it's not something that's really spoken about. I mean, we kind of learn about young carers when Children in Need is on, or maybe Red Nose Day, and we see the image of the child that's finding it really hard at home. And that's true because it is very hard being a young carer. But we like to view young carers as extraordinary young people. They have difficult circumstances, but, you know, they're prevailing and they're contributing to society, and they're wonderful children and young people who are doing so much for their friends and family, and they should be admired and congratulated on what they're doing.
You know, any other young carers out there who aren't actually accessing support that they could benefit from, what would your advice be to them?
So our advice would be to go and speak to someone in school. We understand that schools are finding it hard with different cuts and things like that to kind of always keep a track of what's going on for all the children. But it's encouraging children to speak out about what is going on at home and understand that it is okay to talk about it and that they're not going to get in trouble talking about things. And then we would just urge schools to contact a local young carer service because we're everywhere, like not just in Harrogate and Knaresborough and Ripon. We are all across the country and we're doing some really positive work to try and help these young people because this is their first start and they're going in these transitional periods and this could have a really profound impact on the rest of their lives.
And you've brought in a couple of young carers with you. Just introduce yourselves again.
I'm Angel and I'm from Ripon.
I'm Imogen and I'm from Knaresborough.
Okay, so Angel, just tell us about your experience as a carer, what you do.
Well, I have a brother that has autism and he can find it hard sometimes, so it's just about being supportive and having patience and understanding him and how he feels and stuff like that.
And how do you support him then practically?
Well, I sometimes make him sandwiches or I write stuff down for him because he particularly doesn't really like his handwriting and he just struggles a lot with the things he does.
And do you enjoy looking after him?
Yeah, I enjoy it a lot because I know that this will help him and it also kind of brings us a bit closer together as brother and sister. So, yeah.
Are there any aspects of it that you find difficult sometimes?
Well, sometimes his feelings can be on and off. So sometimes he can feel emotional and wind me up and just do things to me. And it can be hard sometimes to deal with those things.
Is it useful to get support from people like Sam?
Yeah, it's very useful because also it can be hard sometimes because I have a pacemaker as well. Oh, okay. So it can be hard to deal with that and all the other stuff that's going on. So, but ever since I've talked to them, it has helped me a lot.
Mm. And friends and teachers, are they quite understanding? Do they support you?
Yeah, they support me a lot. And my friends just help me in everything. So they do a lot of things.
Yeah. And so Imogen, just tell us about your experience of being a carer.
Well, my sister has quite bad depression and she's like attempted suicide 6 times, so I have to be there for her and help her, like, you know, be there for her, someone to talk to and help her by like having to like wash her when she can't get her dressings wet, and it because of her depression she can't like look after herself as she used to, so it is hard not having like a missus sister I used to have, but I mean she still is loving and caring, so.
Mm. And because she suffers from depression, is it quite hard sometimes to know what to say to her? And
yeah, like you've got to be careful of what you say, because even like this, like smallest of things could trigger a bad memory or something that's happened in the past.
But do you think she appreciates what you do for her?
Yeah, like sometimes she doesn't always say it, but I know she does, because if I didn't help her as I do, I don't know where she'd be at the minute.
So you obviously find it rewarding, but I guess it can be difficult at times.
Yeah, it can be difficult, but I like to try and help people and I want to give her like the best chance that she can have. So.
And how do you find the support that you get from people like Sam? Does that help you, you cope with it?
Like the trips they do just take your mind off things and it just gives you a bit of a break and stuff.
Mm. And there'll be a lot of people similar age to you out there looking after someone in their family, maybe brother or sister or mum or dad, mm-hmm. and don't actually get any help. Yeah. What would you say to them?
Well, I'd say like speak to someone, even if it's just a small bit, like it could, you know, escalate bigger. So it's good if you talk to someone, because it gets off of your shoulders and, you know, helps you to deal with it.
Like Angel, your teachers, friends, do they give you support as well?
Yeah, they just kind of help with stuff like that.
I just think that both girls have been incredibly modest about what they do. I support both of them and I think they've come a really long way. Like when someone first enters the service, it's quite a scary process. We try to be as non-intrusive as we can be, but we need to kind of get an idea of what caring role that they're doing, and both girls have engaged so well in the service and you can see how they've grown, but they both deal with a lot like emotionally, and it's that impact, because sometimes they might only be doing a little bit at home, but the impact that it has on them is quite great, and that's where we come in to help with that. And both of the girls have dealt with anxiety of their own, which I hope they don't mind me mentioning, but it's working through that and they have done that really well. But I just hope that any other young carers or, you know, adult carers out there understand that it's okay to deal with your own mental health problem and that it's okay to talk about it and just talk to somebody about it.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, we're not machines, are we? We're all human, and, you know, the carers need to be cared for, don't they?
Exactly. Like I was told when I was younger that to be able to look after somebody else, you need to look after yourself first. And that's something that's really important as young carers and adult carers we forget to do. But it's something that we need to do, and we need to look after our own mental health before we can support the people in our family who need our help too. So talk to people and be accepted.
Absolutely. So if anyone would like to talk to someone like yourself or just find out more information, where can they do that?
So they can go on the Action for Children website and they can look for Harrogate and Craven Young Carers. Alternatively, they can phone our office number, which is 01423 799 135.